Viter in Shasta Rav Kama Daf Nun Beis picking up on Nun Nalvon Beis by the bottom of the page, very last line. Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi. Hamocher Bayis Lechaveru. Somebody goes in, he goes ahead and sells a house to his friend. Beep, turn the page. Nun Beis. Kevin Shemasalo Mfteach Kana. Once he gave him over the key, it is done. It's done skis. Hechi Dam. What are you talking about? Ibe Kaspa. If he wants it to work through money, then lick Ibe Kaspa. It should only through money. Ibe Chazaka through Chazaka. Then lick Ibe Chazaka. It'll be done with Chazaka. What do you mean? Just handing over the key? Leol Ibe Chazaka. Really, it's with Chazaka. Boy, the Meimar. But he has to say to him, Lech Chazeku Knei. The Gevin Shemasal Mfteach. Once he gave him over the key, come on to Amar Lech Chazeku Knei. It's like he had said that to him. Amar Yishlak is Rishim Rabbi Yanai. Hamocher Eider. L'chaveru, someone who sells flock to his friends. Gave him a mashkuchis kana. Once he gave him over the mashkuchis, Rashi says, l'kaman mefaris, davar hamoshech kol eder achar. It's someone that draws him to all come after him. So once he gives the mashkuchis, he is, it's done. Hei chidami. Ibe mashicha, if he wants to be working through mashicha, when you go and you pull it, Rashi says, she echisha b'maka v'ratza l'fanav, she came derech b'hei medaka, that they would take this stick and it would get drawn after it, then okay, then lichni b'mesira, let them do that. Ibe mesira, if it's through handing it over, then lichni b'mesira, right? Let it be done through handing it over. What are we talking about over here? This thing that he gives over something that will draw them. The old b'mesira, where it's b'mesira. By the memorle, aleich meshoch k'nei, he only has to say this, go and meshoch it, and you can acquire it. Kevin the muscle meshkuch, once he gives that over, come on, da'amer leich meshoch k'nei, dami, therefore all he has to go and do, but he doesn't have to say that anymore. My mashkuchis, one was a mashkuchis. Hacha tirgama karkashta. Here in Rashi says, Zug shemekarkish ba lefnei eider v'holich kula charav. It's a type of bell. They would explain that this is a bell. Rabbi Yaakov Omar, he says that it's Iza da'azla barish edra. It's a goat that goes in front of everything and all of them, and they follow. Rashi says, ba'al eider is charav. Derech iza nalich barosh v'adar v'ha'eider holich acharim, and it follows after it. Like a Galala explained in front of Rav Chista, Kad Ragiz Raya Al Ana Avid Lenugda Smusa. When the shepherd is angry with his flock, he blinds the leading goat. She says, Leis Hamoshech the Menaka Ine, Nichshelus Venofelus Beboros Veider Acharem. Kach shamakom nifra misoni Yisrael mimenu lahem parnasin she'enim uganim memaneh lahem parnasin shagram. This is wow. So too when Hashem is not so happy with us, He gives people that are going to lead us in a not good way. Okay, zok the next Mishnah. Kiso Arishon. We're continuing with the Mishnah we saw before. You have a borshel shutfin. So what's happening if the first one goes and covers the pit? He uses it and then he covers it. And the second one comes and he finds that it's uncovered. Bum, bum, bum. Rashi says, what happened was, let's say, the cover became all wormy and it got all destroyed. Below Kiso doesn't cover it. Hasheni Chayev. The second one is going to be Chayev. Rashi says, Varisham Potter. The more Farish Ad Masay Rishon Potter, Tawani Zi Potter. Avalokiso Rishon, because Rashi, if he didn't cover it over, but Sheni Matsu Magul, and he found it uncovered. Velokiso Shneem Chayev, and he doesn't cover it. Both of them are going to be Chayev. Utakatani Hasheni Chayev. Haukimna Shenicho Rishon, Lesheni Mishtamesh, Vesamachalav. Shechasenu, it's talking about when the second one's going to be chayiv, and the second one left it there for him to take care of it, and he didn't take care of it, and that's where he's going to be chayiv. So we have over here, again, the first one goes into covers it, the second one comes, finds it all destroyed, and he doesn't cover it over, the second one's going to be chayiv. Now, kiso karoy, let's say if you have a boar that's covered over properly, right? It says, v'over a love ashore, o chamor, v'nofel meis, and ashore, chamor walks over and falls and dies. As the born, as the Mishnah says, v'nofel atoch ashore, o chamor, umeis. Which you have to understand how that's possible. But Potter, the guy's going to be off the hook. He has nothing to pay for. Loki so Kuroi. If he didn't cover it properly, and then one of them falls in and dies, Chayev. He's going to be Chayev. Which seems to be obvious, but we'll see in the Gemara. All right. Nafal of fun of Mikol HaKriya. Mikol HaKriya. If he fell in because of the sound of someone who's digging, Rashi says, Bor Kriya. If the guy was digging, he's inside, he's widening it, he's making it deeper. He's walking along the edge. And he hears the noise of the hammer smashing down. the boar, and he gets so scared, and then he goes and he falls inside of the boar. Then Chayev, the owner of the boar, is going to be Chayev. Rashi says Chayev Bal Habor, the owner of the pit. However, Lacharav Mikol Kakriot, if he fell backwards because of the sound and he fell into it, then Potter, the person is going to be off the hook. He's not Chayev. Rashi says, "Kedem Mefarshim Gemara, Gemara is explaining. Why did the Nakan Bereishim Mikol Kriyat Tani Seif Lacharav Mikol Kriyat? Since it uses the lashon in the first part, it uses the second one also, meaning that even if the animal falls in by itself and not because of that sound, so it's just trying to keep it symmetrical." Let's say ox fell in with all of its kalim, and it falls into the pit, and the kalim break. Chamor v'kalev nis karu, or a donkey, not an ox, but a donkey with its kalim fell in with its utensils, and they ripped. Let's say it's talking about clothing of sorts. Chayev al behema, the owner of the pit is chayev to pay for nezek to the behema. But pater al kelim, but pater from the kelim. Rashiskim before Shigemar, don't give him a base. You're going to see. Nafal l'sochel shor chayre shota v'katan. Let's say the ox that's deaf, it itself is a chayre shota or it's a katan, and it goes and falls in there. Chayev, the owner of the bar, is going to be chayev because it didn't have a way of stopping itself. Ben obas, if a boy or a girl, little boy or little girl, they go out and they fall into this pit. Eved o ama, or when Eved or ama, Potter, then the guy is going to be Potter, he is off the hook. Rashi explains, Ben Obas, Klomer, Afagav, the Ketanim Heim, Veleke Lememer, Ivi Lehu, Iune, Umezal, Filachi Potter, Migzer, Sekosov. So Pasuk, Shor, Velo, Adam, Chamor, Velo, Kalim. Those are the ones that are going to be Chayef, and we saw that Pasuk way earlier in our Masechta. Okay, next, so it says the Hilke Gemara. Verishon ad emas miftar. We said in the Mishnah that kisal rishon ubal sheni matzamagula velo kisal sheni is going to be chayev. Now, if he covered the bar after using it, the second found it uncovered, he used it and left it uncovered. How long does the second one remain chayev and the first one going to be potter? Amar Rav. Rav says b'chidei sheyeda. He's potter until he knows that it's still that it's uncovered. So, in other words, then. Both of them, now they own it, and they both know that something's going on over there, so both are going to be chayev in this case. Ushmul Amar b'chidei sheyodi'uhu. He's put there until enough time passed for people to let him know that it's uncovered, right? Even if he doesn't see it himself, someone else tells him about it. Rabbi Yochanan Amar b'chidei sheyodi'uhu v'yiskor polim v'yichros harazim v'chasenu. He's put there until there's enough time that goes for people to let him know that it's uncovered and for him to hire workers to cut down a tree in order to make it cover, in order to go and cover it. As long as that time hasn't yet finished, then you are good, you're off the hook. Rashi says, "Aval l'sheni shabav l'shtamish bo, lo yavinu shiro kule hai, dahave l'alei lo suvei shomrim iluvei." He doesn't have the same at the time because he should have put shomrim to go and to guard it. Zuck to the next part of the Mishnah. Kiso karoi, v'dofel sochel shor ha-chamor u'meis pater. If he covered it properly and then a shor ha-chamor falls in and dies, it's pater. Kevet kiso karoi, hei chinofel. Hold up a second. If he covered it properly, how'd they fall in there? Amar v'yisak barchana, that it became all wormy from the inside so that it wasn't able to handle the weight there and then it fell in. Ibailu question. Let's say he covered it enough that it's able to withstand the weight of ox, but not of camels. And then camels come and they ruin the cover by walking on it. Rashi says, "Kil kulua v'nasiru'ua." It becomes very, very messed up. Also, shvarim v'nafal bay, and then shvarim come, and they fall into it afterwards. Rashi says, "The enafal bay gamalim lomi boil on the chayev." If the camels are different, of course they're going to be chayev. Talak habi gamalim posheu is a good call of poshea. But in this case, it's actually the shvarim that fell, it's just the camels that weakened it. What is actually the case? If it's common, the camels are walking by there all the time, and the guy wasn't careful with that, then we call this person a poshea. You're foolish, you're doing this, therefore you're chayev. Rashi says, afal gabi shvarim, de islay la suka da daiti, the gemalim marry, you should have thought that gemalim going to come and ruin it. Vidal, the lo shchiyah gemalim, if they're not there, then honest, this person's called honest, and it's out of his control, he's not chayev. Says gemara, lo tzricha da asu leprakim, it's not, we don't have to say, in a case where camels come by sometimes, wrong trap, lo tzricha, the asu leprakim, when do we need to talk about? Only when they come so every so often. Mi armin kiva dasin leprakam poshehu. Is it called poshehu? It comes occasionally. The bari le sukkah the dietish got him up in his mind. Don't we say kiva dahashtam yas lekha? There's done here now. Anus is considered anus. Tashima kisau karoi. Karaoi, if he covered it properly, what exactly are we talking about? Both them, how do you fall in? El Alav must be talking about. A case is Karaoi Lishvayim, where it's got to be fit for sure. Beep, turn the page. No base, no base. But it's not fit for a camel. And then the camel comes and it ruins it. And it goes and fall in. So that's what we're talking about. Now, everyone says it's a case where they're common. And my partner, why should we partner? Poshe, who's Poshe? If not, then Pshita, honest, he's going to be an honest. El Alav, the Asin Leparka, must be that they come every so often. And they came in the weekend. They fell into a Fikatani partner and says that it's partner. Alma, Kirvin, the Hashaleka, honest. Since there's no commas right here, right now, therefore he is called honest. And he will not be chayiv. Says the Gemara Amri. Lo, no, not true. Liolam karoi l'shvar makori l'gemar. We're talking about a case where it's fit to be able to handle both weight. Kasha lachich enough. It says how to fall in. Amar v'itul barachana. Shetli mitocha became worry from the inside of it, and therefore that's a case where it's onus. He's off the hook. Toshima. We're gonna try to see maybe just the opposite. Loki saw karoi. We didn't cover it properly. Even a full tochel shor chamor, and they fell in a mess. They died. Chayiv is chayiv. Hechidaim. What are we talking about? Ilam elok karoi l'shvar melok karoi l'gemal. It's not for either of them. Pshita tzricha lemeimer de chayiv. Obviously, everything says chayiv. Of course, he is. El alav karoi l'shvar melok karoi l'gemal. Must be that it's fit for a shor, but not fit for a camel. Hechidami. Now, what exactly is the case? How does this work? Either shor gemal. If you want to say that they're normally found over there, then obviously he's going to be chayiv. Poshehu. The guy is considered poshea. You don't have to tell us that. Vida lo shchichikam, if the commas are not normally, then onus is considered onus. El alav, the asin leparkam, must be talking about they come occasionally. Vasu gmalav haru, and they came in the weekend, then vasu shvarim v'nofel bein, they fell into v'gatani chayev. And the Mishnah says that it's going to be chayev. Alma kevin, the asin leparkam, posheu. Since it comes so every so often, he's a poshea. The boy le suge daite, it should come up in his mind. He should have been careful to make sure it's even be able to handle that. Oh, says the Gemara, no. Liolam karo'oi le shvarim v'lo karo'i le gmalam shchichikamalam. It's talking about a case where it is fit for shvarim and not for Gmalim, and Gmalim oftenly frequent there. And when you said, one second, that person is considered a Poshea, so why do you have to even tell me that? I did the Nasav Reisha Gizal Karoi, since the Reisha started by saying you fit it, you covered it properly. Nasav Seifa Nami Lo Kisoi Karoi said that also, but even if it wasn't like that, it's just, again, poetic to keep things symmetrical. There's some who say as follows, Hanami, by this case also, if one covers his pit, Karo'oi for let's say, Shvarim, but not for camels, in a place where camels are there occasionally, and they come and they ruin it. Vade loy baylan, that's not even a question for us, whether the guy's going to be chayev or not. The came with the Asin Leprakam Poshea, the person's Poshea. The Baylan Asuke Daiti should have come up in his mind. They should have realized that that could happen. Ki Baylan, so what is our question? Hachi Hude Baylan, this is what we're asking. Kiso, Kisoi, Shiyochalam Bifni Shvarim, Veinu Yochalam Bifni Gamal. Let's say you cover it with something that can handle the Shar, but it can't handle a Gamal. Ushchicha Gamalam, and they're normally there. Vitliya Mitocho, but it became wormy. The camels didn't actually come, but it came wormy from the inside that it's not able to handle even a Shar. Ma, what's going to be the end? Mi Armin and Migo Dahavi Poshe, it's a Gamalam. Since you were a Poshe by Gamalim, even though they didn't show up, Havi Poshe Nami leading a Tla, Odelma Lormin Amigo, we don't say that. Sims the Gemara, Mi Toshima, Kisokro, if someone fits it properly, right? This is our Mishnah, if you covered it properly, and Venafel Tokoshora Hamoru Mace, they die potter, you're off the hook. V'itmar Allah, and it was said on that, Amar Vitzlak Bar Bechana, Shetli Mitocha, we're talking about a case where it became worn inside. Hey, Hidami, now what's it talking about? Elim, Mikoroi, Lishvar, Mikoroi, Ligamalim, it's saying both of them. V'itli Mitocha became in the middle of Peshitta, the part of course is Pater. My have a little maver, what should he have done? How's he supposed to know about the fact that it's happening underneath? El Alav, Koroi, Lishvar, Mikoroi, Ligamalim, Ushikh Gamalim, and occasionally there, V'itli Mitocha becomes all warming from the inside, because then he Pater, and it says, your Pater, Alma, what do we see? Lormin, Amigo Dav, Peshelin, Gamalim, Havi Peshelin, Yanatala. Since we don't say, since he was Poshea for Gamalim, he's Poshea for Tla also. Says Gamar Lo, not a riot. Liolam Kurli Gamalam Kurli Kisharm. It's really Rawi for both of them. It's fit for both of them to be. It is fit for both of them to be on it, and it became all wormy on the inside. When you ask, what should he have done? Right, obviously, he's going to be potter. He should have gone and he should have checked it. He should have, like, knocked on it a few times. Rashi says, Tadir, Luminakesh Yilevei, Beraglech, Gibikoach. Livdach Shalitliya, check that it didn't actually become a wormy. Kamash Rilan comes to say, you don't have to do that. Tashma, we see the opposite way. Loki so karoi, if a person doesn't cover it properly, Fenovel Tokoshor, Chamor makes it fall and they die. Chai, Vichai, Vichai, what's the case? Ele, Melo Karoi, Lishvar, Melo Karoi, Gamalam, for either of them, Shikhlam, remember the Chai, if they say it's Chai, obviously this. El Alav, Karoi, Lishvar, Melo Karoi, Gamalam. It must be it's fit for a shore, but not fit for a camel. Vichai, Gamalam, and we say the Kamalam are there normally. Poshe is a Poshea. So you have to tell us, of course it's chayav. Vidlo shirich kamalim, if you want to tell me, it's a place where they're not there, so why should it be chayav? Honest, the person is honest. Alav, the shchiche, gamalim, betliyam, and tocho. It's talking about a case where they're normally there, the camels, and it's shchiach that they're there, and they became itliya. V'katani chayav, and said you're chayav. Alma, what do we see? Amin, amigo, dava, p'shel, lini gamalim, p'shel, lini atla. Since you're going to be chayav because of the camel, you're chayav for that law as well. So the Gemara, not a raya. Amri lo. Liolam karei l'shvam v'lo karei l'gamalim. It's good for shore and not good for camels. V'shchiche the gemalim, and they're normally there. V'osu gemalim v'aruhu. V'osu shvam v'naf l'bay. And if camels have come and they ruined this cover by stepping on it, and then ox comes and it fell into it. It's kokashel. He said, pshita poshehu. He said, poshe, this guy's poshehu. Shabbi chayef. I did nasav reishe kisol karoi. Nasav sefa nami karoi. The answer is that no. Really it is obvious, but since the Tana uses the first lashon of Kisakura, we use the second one as well. So we just doubled up again to keep things consistent. Toshima, let's try to figure this out. Novel Tokoshore, Cheresh, Shota, Vekotan, Suma, Mahalik, Malayla. If you have the shore that it itself is deaf or out of its mind or young or it's blind, or let's say it's everything's healthy but it's walking at night and then it goes and it falls in, Chayev. The owner is going to be Chayev. But if an ox is a really intelligent, regular, normal ox and is walking during the day, Potter, he's off the hook. Why should he be off the hook? Let's say just like because he's considered negligent for the cherish, he's considered negligent also for the bekeach. We don't say this migo. We learn that the owner of the pit is not going to be chayiv unless it's poshea in reference to the particular damage that's happening. Shma mina. And that, my friends, is how we end. Okay, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.